It's about time we, as a country, had a proper, honest look at why we have so many state-owned houses. Now, don't get me wrong, every Kiwi deserves a warm, dry, safe home. Nobody disputes that. But the system that we've built around Kaingaroa is broken. Financially, broken. Structurally, broken. And morally, broken. It's costing all of us a fortune, yet not delivering for the people it's supposed to help. It's just not fit for purpose anymore. And it's been 6 years. And my question is, where are the results? This week, the New Zealand Initiative came out swinging with a report called Owning Less to Achieve More. Their big idea? Sell state homes and replace them with rent vouchers for tenants. Let me explain that. Let families choose where they live. Whether it's with a private landlord, an iwi provider or a community group. Now on paper, it's radical. But when you look at it closely, maybe it's exactly the kind of shake-up we need. Sir Bill English was a member of the Independent Review Board. Here's what he had to say to Mike Hosking this morning.
What we found, though, was an impressive energy and innovation and with everyone from Autism New Zealand to iwi and NGOs, private developers, who can do a better job of this than Kaingaroa. There's no economies of scale with 77,000 houses. In fact, as the report shows, it's the opposite. The larger the business, the more it's costing to do the houses.
Their argument is simple. The government is not a good landlord. Kaingaroa maintenance costs are nearly double of those private landlords. Double. It's sitting on underutilised land, it's behind in rent collections, and it's drowning in bureaucracy. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Kiwis remain stuck on waitlists, while others live in homes that no longer fit their needs, some in cars. It's a mess, and it's not getting any better. English says that the purpose of social housing has fallen through and the focus has gone off the tenants.
But also there was a loss of focus on the tenants and the point of social housing is to change lives. And that means focusing on the people more than the houses. And it means who owns the houses is less important than what you're doing to support the tenants.
Now, I know some people will panic at the idea of selling off state homes. But let's be realistic. What we've got right now isn't working. And I tell you what I like about this debate. At least somebody is finally talking about solutions. In Australia, they're doing something that I absolutely love. They're allowing first home buyers to get on the market with just 5% deposit. That's a practical, empowering policy. It gives people ownership, pride, and long-term stability. So here's my idea. Let's take that step one further. Why not sell Kaingaroa homes to the tenants themselves? The deposit? Well, they won't have a deposit, so they pay that back over 10 years. Think about it. Suddenly, you've got tenants becoming homeowners. They're invested. They're maintaining their own properties and the cost of ratepayers drops dramatically. It's not just policy, it's empowerment. Former Prime Minister Jim Bolger, who we sadly lost yesterday, said this about New Zealand and fairness.
A decent society is one where everybody gets a fair go. See, one of the great ethos of being a New Zealander, a Kiwi, is fairness. Americans talk always about freedom. We talk much more about fairness.
Think about that. At the moment, we've got a system that traps people rather than lifts them. We've created dependence, not independence. And year after year, we pour billions into housing programs. That doesn't solve the core issue. People not owning a piece of their own future. Sure, it will take guts to make this happen. Politically, it's dynamite. But as I said before, the biggest cost to New Zealand isn't just dollars, it's in wasted potential. So yes, we need warm, dry, safe houses for everyone, but we also need a system that works. And perhaps disestablishing Kāinga will actually allow more Kiwis to save to a safe and warm home. Let's start by asking the hard question. Why should the government be the landlord of last resort when it could be the enabler of ownership instead? It's time to think bigger. It's time to fix what's broken. And maybe, just maybe, it's time to let tenants become homeowners. Just think for a second how much better society would be if people owned their own home, their own future. Stability. Do you agree with the report? 0800 80 10 80. I want to hear it, what your thoughts are. Text me 92 92. What do you think? Have you got a better idea? If you have, at least we're talking about it now.